With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A 19-year-old motorcyclist is dead after a crash on Dougal Avenue near the EC Road last night that shut down the southbound lanes of Dougal for several hours from the EC Road to Eugenie. Police say a vehicle was trying to get on the expressway and collided with a motorbike. Police are still investigating, so if anyone witnessed that around 8:30 last night, give them a call. You may have seen posts about it online, a boycott targeting Loblaw in May. The Canadian Press says a Reddit page promoting it now has 56,000 members, but it is hard to say how many will actually go through with it. Organizers say it's to protest high food prices, large profits at Loblaw, and encourage shoppers to go to local independent stores. MPs and senators belonging to a group critical of the Chinese government say the FBI told them just last week they were targeted by hackers in Beijing. The group says the Canadian government has known about it since 2022. The Globe and Mail says the co-chairs, Liberal John McKay and Conservative Garnet Genius, are upset Ottawa never warned them. The Ontario government wants to give wildland firefighters and investigators the same workplace safety and insurance board coverage for cancer, heart disease, and PTSD that municipal firefighters get. The province also wants to expand coverage for all firefighters for skin cancer and lower how long they have to be working for to qualify. The changes to the Workplace Safety and Insurance Act will still have to pass through the legislature. According to NBC News, Israeli officials fear the International Criminal Court will issue arrest warrants for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top officials. Not for the latest violence in Gaza. Over the past 3 years, it's investigated allegations of war crimes committed by both Israel and Hamas going back a decade. The court won't confirm it, but NBC News reported Israel is working through diplomatic channels to prevent the warrants from being issued. It doesn't mean Netanyahu will end up in jail, since Israel does not recognize the court's jurisdiction. And the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign is underway. This year, when you buy a Smile Cookie, the proceeds will go to the Hospice of Windsor and Essex County and the Victorian Order of Nurses Ontario Student Nutrition Program. It supports breakfast, snack, and lunch programs at 95 local schools. The campaign goes until Sunday. Baseball tonight has the Cardinals at Comerica Park to play the Tigers. The Jays play the Royals in Toronto, coming off a win against the Dodgers. In the NHL, there's two games. The Lightning and the Panthers play Game 5 and Game 4 for the Stars in Las Vegas. Three games in the NBA. The Celtics play Game 5 against the Heat. The Thunder and Pelicans have Game 5, and the Lakers are back in Denver. And final attendance numbers from the NFL draft in downtown Detroit are in, and according to the Detroit Free Press, 700,000 people came out. That's 100,000 more than in 2019 in Nashville. 25 with clouds moving in this afternoon and showers, maybe a thunderstorm later. The rain and thunder will continue tonight, down to 15, and showers tomorrow morning, then sun and cloud, and 22. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.